Our scripture today is from the book of Revelation, not one that we get too often. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 6a. You're welcome to follow along in your pew Bible if you would like to. And let's pray, though, before we get into this. Lord, we thank you for your word, which we're able to read together. Your word, which you've given to all of us, and which through Jesus Christ binds us together. We ask you for your leadership and guidance as we read this word, that it may be a guiding light in our lives, that it may be a blessing to our hearts and give us the strength, encouragement, or even challenge that we need. Lord, we thank you and we pray for your mercy upon the expounding of the word, that it too may be pleasing to you and used for your purposes. We pray for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 6a. Hear now God's word. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God, and they will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to them, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." Today, as we had told the children, they're in the back, that today is a day about remembering. In the life of the church, we call it All Saints Day. We've already mentioned that. And All Saints Day is a very interesting and a very sometimes difficult, but a good day in the life of the church. It's a day of remembering. It's a time of remembering those who came before us. Now, there's also a day of remembering in the life of our culture that's similar to All Saints Day. Do you know what day that is? A day where we remember those who have fallen and gone before. Memorial Day. Now, it's geared more towards the military. It's a day to remember the sacrifices that have been made by those in the military to give us what we have today. May, right? It's in May. Memorial Day and All Saints Day have similarities in that regard. In Memorial Day, we remember that those who have made sacrifices are a very important part of the reason that we have these United States, the freedoms that we have today. In All Saints Day, where we remember those who came before, it's very similar to that. We have what we have because they lived the life they lived. We are who we are because of who they were and how they lived. We have many, many saints in our past that help us to rejoice today. I read a meme once a while ago. It said something like this. It said that I give thanks for all the people who live 100 years ago and up until today that helps me meet you. You ever think about that stranger that you bumped into at the grocery store where they gave you a nice smile and you gave them a nice smile and it was just a good thing in your day that day? If one person would have made a different decision 50 years ago, you may not have ever had that moment. It's kind of neat to think about how God works not only in today, but how God has been working in the past. You ever meet those people in your lives that God has blessed you through, that has given you that special word that you needed just to have strength to go on for that day? With moments like that, we can thank God for those saints who have lived the way that they live, to help us to be blessed in the ways that we're blessed this day. But there's a big difference between Memorial Day and All Saints Day. Today, we remember those who came before. But in Memorial Day, that's kind of the end of it. We remember those who came before. We honor their memories by living in such a way that uses the freedom that we give the best way that we can. All Saints Day, however, there's something else tagged on to it. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. A loud voice said, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." But Jesus says in the next scriptures, "I am the Alpha and Omega. I am making all things new. I am the beginning and the end." We mourn for those who we lost, but All Saints Day reminds us that we will see them again. This isn't the final word. That through Jesus Christ, we have life everlasting, and so do they. That though we thank them for who they are in our lives, who they helped us to be, that we know that we get to be with them again. I heard a sermon that really helped me to see things differently. And the way the sermon was preached, it was for All Saints Day, and she looked out at the congregation and she said, "I see those who are gathered here for worship today." And she started describing people. "I see someone in a red shirt, glasses, and having not as much hair as he used to have. I see someone sitting with a white shirt and yellow undershirt whose daughter needs to give him a nudge right now." Good, give him a nudge. There you go. "I see a man in a blue checkered shirt with his arms crossed, happy to be here, but wishing his wife was here with him." And then she started to describe another man who was sitting in the second row, who's wearing a blaze orange zoot suit. You know what a zoot suit is? You ever worn a zoot suit? No? I've never worn a zoot suit. I don't know. They got really big shoulder pads, don't they? 1920s or something like that. And she started describing other people who were wearing other clothing of the past, you know, those with hats and the big white veils that come down front, or the hats with the big flowers, you know, where you never sat behind someone because you could never see in front of you. And what it was a sermon about a reminder that the church is far bigger than what we give it credit for. It is not only made up of the people we see, but is also completely made up of the people we don't see. Because their lives that they've lived, they are still living through Jesus Christ. But their lives are forever and eternal. And so All Saints Day, we remember the joy that their lives are not over, but that our lives will meet up with them once again. All Saints Day is definitely a day that helps to bring about two times in our lives, the past and the future. That we have great joy for what we have had, but we will also have great joy. We also have great joy for what we will have, which will include those who came before. Today, though a day of mourning and sadness, is also a day of joy and thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ, we have hope, and we can remember that which gives us great joy. And today, with this final prayer, thank you, God, for the tremendous sacrifices made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints, God. May we learn how to walk wisely from their examples of faith, dedication, worship, and love. Lord, we thank you. Amen and amen.